Welcome to the Mentorship Program Podcast. Every day we'll bring you actionable tips in the areas of self-development, career development, financial security, motivation, entrepreneurship, and relationships. We don't wait hoping that some things will happen in life. Let's be honest, that never happens. We seize the life of greatness that's waiting for us today. Right now, let's make it happen.
According to the occasion, growing up, I grew up in middle-class India, socialist India, where there were only two cars, Ambassador and Fiat. You can have any car you want, so long as it's one of them. I'm dating myself, but some of you are probably relating to me. So in this middle-class socialist country that I grew up in, we used to wear as young people, I mean, until we went on to high school or something like that, we always used to wear just, we used to call them, I mean, they were basically shorts and a shirt, right? And the shorts were called knickers, right? We had khaki style knickers and white shirt and a green tie and a badge. So it was uniform at the school until we went to college when there was no uniform. And we just had regular pants, regular shirts and wear shoes. That was my attire. I would wear slacks and a shirt, usually a dress shirt. And I don't remember what kind of socks I was wearing, maybe white socks and then black shoes. That was pretty much my attire for a very, very long time. And the cool thing that we did when we were in IIT doing my undergrad was go back to wearing shorts. It was such a cool thing to wear shorts again. So that was kind of the beginning and the end of my dress sense. And then I come to America and then I start realizing so many things. Oh my God, there is this thing called underarm deodorant. If you don't wear that, people faint because there is body odor. Oh my God, there is something called body odor. I did not know that. And it's very, very important to have an antiperspirant, anti-deodorant roll-on. And then it was also very important that we wash the clothes because you sweat like crazy and that stinks again. I had to make sure that, wow, I was taking care of that. And I used some kind of a cologne. So these were important. And then I had to get a sense of what do I wear when? And I started asking people, hey, this party, what is the attire? Oh, it's Indian ethnic wear. Okay, I would wear that. And then sometime I would ask and they would say, oh, it's business casual. And then I remember going to a business meeting. They said, whoa, it's formal attire, suit and tie. I still did not know how to tie a tie. I remember going to that meeting the first time. I did not know how to tie a tie. So I had to come back home, Google it and find how to tie a tie and literally stand in front of the mirror and practice tying a tie. And then figure out that, whoa, I cannot wear white socks and black shoes. That is a no-no. So you have to wear darker socks. So I had to figure that out. And the shoes have to be polished. And then I heard somewhere that, whoa, your dress is the fastest way of improving your self-image. I said, really? I did not know that. So I started dressing better and better and better and more appropriate to the occasion. So I started choosing my clothes according to the occasion and always learned. Another trick that I learned was always dress a little bit more than the person you're meeting. If I'm meeting somebody in a Starbucks, if they are coming in business casual, I'll also come in business casual, but I'll throw on a jacket. I want to be, I might even take it off when I sit with them, but I want to be like a little bit better dressed usually than the other person is. So again, crucial stuff. So dress according to the occasion. Very important. Now, the other thing that you also need to remember is the cultural background of the people. Sometimes you might think, oh, if you dress totally in black and go to an Indian wedding, somebody there might actually be offended. Because in Indian cultural events, black signifies mourning and somebody died or something like that. But on the other hand, all white is also mourning, but also could represent spirituality and peace and other things. But if you're attending a festive thing, somebody's birthday, somebody's anniversary, somebody's wedding, then you better be dressed in very colorful ethnic wear if you're going to an Indian wedding, right? Now, if you're going to an American wedding, maybe you will be in a black, white shirt, tuxedo, black bow tie, right? And a black tuxedo, and that would be the most appropriate thing to wear there. No colors, it's black and white, and it's you look awesome. So you need to dress according to the occasion. You need to find out ahead of time what they're wearing. If you don't know what to wear, Google that. What is business casual? And see some pictures on the Google images and then wear accordingly. And then if it is ethnic, you need to find out what their customs are so you're not offending someone. And that's how you dress. It's so important. And always dress one notch more than the others, right? It just helps. And then take care of your personal hygiene.
Did you get something meaningful or useful out of this podcast? If so, can you please rate us 5 stars? It would mean the world to us and it'll help us reach out to more awesome people like you. Thank you for listening. Please head over to www.thementorshipprogram.co and sign up for our daily email so that you will never miss a future episode from us. Come join us.